How the hell do you lose this game? How the hell do you lose this game? The bats finally wake up. Robbie Cano looks like he's still with the Yankees circa 2009. You're up 10 to freaking 5 in the eighth inning of this game. How do you lose this game? And look, everybody in the bullpen sucks, okay? You know, we love just picking on Edwin Diaz, and Edwin Diaz is terrible. But tonight, I mean, take your pick. Dellin Betances, welcome to the dark side, all right? We've watched you from afar. We've watched you dominate from afar. When you would have your issues not being able to throw strikes or not be able to hold runners on, we saw it from afar. We saw it from the other borough. Now you're in this borough, and you were the main catalyst in somehow managing to continue to make 2020, 2019 all over again. And I didn't see that one coming. Like, I didn't think that the New York Met bullpen in 2020 would become the freaking Nasty Boys. I didn't expect that. But I didn't think that we'd be sitting here a week into the season. Is that what we are? Are we a week into the season? Season started last week on this very day. We are a week into the season. This team has lost 5 games. 4 of them have been a kick in the nuts. Now, how is that possible? How that ratio is off the charts. They've lost 5 games and 4 of them, I mean, just pile them up into the cavalcade of stuff we saw last year. You have a 10-5 lead. The bats finally wake up. J.D. Davis is hitting a 2-run home run. Robbie Cano looks like Robbie Cano from a decade ago. Ahmed Rosario's hitting a home run. He's kind of dancing it to keep it fair. The Met bats are exploding. They're finally getting clutch hits. I mean, not Michael Conforto. He's not getting clutch hits. But for the most part, the Mets are getting clutch hits. And they have a 10-5 lead, an 8-2 lead, whatever lead you want to hold on to, 10-4 at 1.2, whatever number you want to kind of attach it to. To me, it's 10-5. It's 10-5 in the eighth inning. Isn't that what the score was? Or it was 10-4, 10-6 in the eighth inning? I don't even know anymore. I think it was actually 10-6 in the eighth inning. Great. That's making me feel better. It was actually 1 run less in the eighth inning. And to watch Dellin Betances come in, and you know, it starts off so freaking innocently. When Echeverria leads off with a base, it's like, oh, okay. When Ender and Ciarte walks, that's when it finally kind of goes in your head, wait a second. The Braves are a base runner away from bringing a tying run to the plate. And he strikes out Ronald Acuna, who the Mets have actually, for the most part, handled well over the 4 games they've seen the Braves. And then Dansby Swanson gets the hit, and here's the killer. He didn't come close to Freddie Freeman. Now, I don't know when the moment was to take Dellin Betances out. To me, it's 1 batter earlier. Now, we could say that, and I'm saying it right now, but the truth is, with what Seth Lugo did, do we think the result would have been any different? The answer is no. There's nobody right now in this bullpen you could trust. Seth Lugo had a brilliant year last year. He was great. He was fantastic. He was unbelievable. He got off to a nice start this year, but now we've got back-to-back crap outings, really capped off by this one. This one was far worse. And you can't trust anybody. So, look, I can say, and we can all say, hey, they should have pulled Dellin Betances 1 batter earlier. This feels like last year. Great. Oh, great. Pull him 1 batter earlier. What do you think Seth Lugo's doing against Freddie Freeman? I don't know if he's walking him, but he's giving up a hit. I don't know if he's getting him out. And look, I know there was a pitch in the Ozuna at-bat that looked like a strike. No, it was the Darno at-bat, wasn't it? Wasn't it the 1-0 pitch to Darno? I think, you know what? I can't even remember. I think it was. I think it was the 1-0 pitch to Travis Darno looked like a strike. Home plate umpire Mark Wegner misses the call. It's a 2-0 pitch. And Travis, I mean, think about that. Travis Darno is driving in 4 runs against 5 runs against the Mets. You know, when Travis Darno had that 3 home run game against the Yankees, whatever. I mean, what does that mean? Big deal. Darno's a former Met. For the Yankee fan, it's just some obscure catcher hitting 3 home runs against you who happened to be bleeding off, I think, that day. For the Mets, it's a gut punch. For the Mets, it's typical. Travis Darno, who 4 days ago is not feeling well, or whatever it was, now he's back, and he's getting 3 hits against the Mets. He's driving in 5 runs. He's stealing a base! Think about it. Travis d'Arnaud is stealing bases. And he's ripping bases clearing three-run doubles against Seth Lugo, who used to be good. He used to be. Let's remind ourselves something. Remember how we all tried to talk ourselves into, well, Edwin Diaz is going to be better because relievers, they're up and down. You know that? It's true. Most relievers are very up and down unless you're good, unless you're elite, unless you're Aroldis Chapman or Kenley Jansen or Mariano back in the day. For the most part, it's up and down, right? So we've convinced ourselves that's why Edwin Diaz will be better this year. Well, it goes both ways. Seth Lugo was utterly brilliant last year. There is not a track record to convince us that Seth Lugo is going to be great again. And a couple of performances early in the year isn't enough. Now, that doesn't mean these performances are just ironclad proof that he's going to be crappy, but let's just remind ourselves that. There's no guarantee with Seth Lugo. And today he stunk. He was awful. You can't trust anybody. I had somebody tweet me. And I get a lot of these tweets during Met games. And I got to be honest with you. I usually don't read much of it. I'm just focused on the game. I fire something off. I'm not really checking my mentions. This guy, and I'm not even going to say his name. I'm not going to do it because he may be listening right now and he may have been trolling me. This guy says they should have gone to Diaz. I guarantee he saves the game. This is what this guy tweets me. Now, it's possible if I did more of a background check on this fellow, it would come up that he's a Yankee fan, or he's a Nationals fan, or he's a Brave fan, or he's a Russian bot. But there's no way he's a Met fan who's actually suggesting in the eighth inning of this game, as the season is just being lit on fire, you know who you should go to? Edwin Diaz. Though Edwin Diaz needs to work more, remember that? But I don't want to use this podcast to destroy Edwin Diaz. I already did that last night. Tonight is about how, for some reason, this year, which we all agree sucks, 2020 has been one of the worst years we've all experienced. Hopefully it gets better. But everything about 2020 is different than 2019, except the Mets. It's the same crap. I did a podcast ranking all the awful Met losses. It's like a continuation. And this is the topper. I mean, I don't think there's any question. Yeah, the Saturday Brave game was bad. You're one strike away from winning. I get this one is a topper. I mean, Jesus Christ. It's 8-2 in the fifth inning. It's 10-5 in the sixth inning. It's 10-6 in the eighth inning. And they lost. And look, you want to focus on the ninth inning when the Mets had a chance? Who cares? They scored 10 runs in this game. They should win. I didn't have any confidence Wilson Ramos was going to come through. But of course, he's got to tease you a little bit by putting it on the warning track in right field. And I look, this isn't really a rip on Luis Rojas. I just want to bitch and moan right now. Because by the time I get on the air 10 a.m. on Saturday, I'm on the air for 4 hours. You know, I'm still going to be pissed, but I'll have time to kind of collect my emotions. These defensive changes. Hey, Louie, I know the Mets suck at defense. We all know the Mets suck at defense. But you almost have to play like prevent defense because there's a really good chance that you're going to blow leads and you're going to need to hit more in the ninth inning after you blew a lead. Now, in this case, taking J.D. Davis out, is it the worst thing in the world because Jeff McNeil gets up? How would I manage things differently in the ninth inning in this fictitious world where J.D. Davis was still in the game? Well, I'm glad you asked. I would tell you. And by the way, this wouldn't happen, but this is what I would have done. J.D. Davis hits, Conforto hits, Yoenis hits, Cano hits. I'd have pinch hit for Ramos with McNeil. I don't think he would have done that, but I would have done that. But who cares? It's irrelevant because J.D. Davis was out of the game for Ryan Cordell for defense, which I get. I get why, you know, Aaron Boone makes moves for defense, and I get why Rojas feels the need to. But every time he does it, the Mets blow the lead, and then you're left naked. And they weren't naked in this game, but in the past they've been. When Eduardo Nunez is getting big at-bats now that you're trailing. I will try to tell myself, and you will try to tell yourself two things. Three things. One, you're going to tell yourself, it's just great that we have baseball. You know what? That was a week ago. I'm glad we have baseball, but you know what? Now we got the NBA, we got the NHL, football's coming back, and the pain of these losses has reminded us how much it sucks. So the whole idea, well, it's great that baseball's back. Who cares that the Mets blew a 10-4 lead? That's out the window. Number two, the 8 playoff spots. You know what? I was thinking about this as the ninth inning was going on, because this game did take 3 hours and 40 minutes. As the ninth inning was going on, I was telling myself, 8 playoff teams. There are 4 National League teams that are inactive right now. I don't think the extra playoff teams are really going to hit me until September 1st. That's when I think I'll look around and say, oh, there's 8 playoff teams. But right now, this team is 3-5. They've got nobody in the bullpen you can trust. Nobody. Rick Porcello, who I even mentioned. I mean, Rick Porcello was a disappointment tonight. Hey, Rick, the Mets have just given you, or they not just given you, the Mets have just come back and tied the game at 2. What's the first thing you're going to do in the bottom of the 4th inning? I'm going to walk Travis d'Arnaud on 4 pitches. Hey, Rick, the Mets just scored 6 runs for you in the top of the 5th inning. It's now 8-2. What are you going to do to start the bottom of the 5th inning? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to walk Dansby Swanson on 4 pitches. That to me, is Rick Porcello's night. You say whatever you want. That's his night. And am I blaming Rick Porcello? Sort of, in a way I am, because when you only get 4 innings from your starting pitcher, you're now asking for, let's do the math now, 15 outs from your bullpen. The Met bullpen still sucks. Asking for 15 outs from the Met bullpen is asking way too much. Way too much. So I don't need to see Rick Porcello on 4 pitches, by the way. Not these 11-pitch at-bats. Twice. First after the Mets tied the game. Second after they gave him a lead. 4-pitch walks. And by the way, both of them didn't score. But in the 5th inning, right after the Mets had taken an 8-2 lead, a shutdown inning would be nice. The Braves scored 3 runs. And the defense was garbage. J.D. Davis is dropping a pop-up. I know you got to take J.D. out for defense. That's why. J.D. Davis is dropping a pop-up. I'm not even going to blame Robbie Cano for the throw on the double play ball. Alonso should scoop it, but whatever. And this team gives up 3 runs right after they go up 8-2. Is that the reason they lost this game? No, I think a lot of these things add up, though. They just add up. You know, in the 6th inning, again, the Mets have a big lead. They just scored 2 runs in the 6th inning. Ahmed Rosario with his home run. J.D. Davis had an RBI single. And the first thing Chasen Treve does, and I don't want to pick on him because he got 6 outs, 6 of the 15 outs. The first thing he does is walk Ender Inciarte. First thing he does. You can't issue leadoff walks with multi-run leads. And the Mets did that multiple times in this game. So where do we go from here? We get sucked right back in tomorrow night. That's where we go from here. I'm not going to give you any pep talk. That's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is we're all not going to sleep tonight, at least most of us or some of us. We're going to wake up, and then we're going to get sucked right back in when they play again. And they'll have another lead, and you'll talk yourself into something, and then they'll lose again, and we'll bitch and moan how it's 2019 all over again. That's all I have to say. I got a 4-hour radio show on Saturday. We'll spend some time on this, as well as some time on the Yankees, who won again, as well as some time on the return of the NBA and the return of the NHL. But I feel like after a loss like this, this is good therapy to just scream, yell, say things that don't make sense, and then I go to bed. And that's what I'm going to do right now. So goodbye.